What's good, everyone? I'm your host, Jubriel Chaparro, and I'll be introducing stories from our 9 interns who discussed our latest mouth style issue, Wonder. From videos on YouTube to shows to even movies, everyone has experienced editing in their life. From the simple transition bubbles that occur in SpongeBob to the major world building and craftsmanship in Avatar. Editing is an amazing tool. However, how difficult is it to create such effects, and is it even fair to compare those two scenarios? Markel gives us insight on how the editing process works and the struggles that come with it.
I believe many people have the wrong thoughts of what editing is and believing it's easy, or having a misunderstanding that YouTubers can upload every day without a struggle. These YouTubers deal with a word called burnout, as it's a word to define the fact that you don't have a mental stability to keep uploading whenever you want to, or the energy to do so. My sense of wonder is my first time making videos in 7th grade. I always thought of what it was and like how our videos were produced and how they made it edits and stuff like that. I remember my time in 7th grade was making montages of Fortnite, which at the time editing was easy, which I've learned going on was in fact editing was not easy, as I strayed away from montages making gameplay videos or any type of games in set videos. As a video of mine is exploding in views until this day, is continuously growing. Discarding the fact editing is draining and time consuming is actually fun to do. It brings me a lot of joy actually to continue on editing and put edits into my video. So now I'll be asking a fellow content creator.
My name is London Waters.
Teacher who works on computer sciences.
Hello. Hi. Nick Gutierrez.
And someone who knows what editing is but doesn't do editing themselves.
Maurice Borland.
I want to start off with the first time you had a sense of wonder.
First time I had a sense of wonder. Honestly, thinking back, it came down to I was always awed by how video games were made. When I was a kid, I would play video games and I would always just kind of wonder, like, how did people do this? How is this a thing that people made? How do they imagine it? And how do they make that idea become real? So I was always awed by that.
There seems to be a confusion on editing. Many people do not know the difference, the different types of editing, specifically not knowing what content editing is.
I believe you said something about content editing. So for me, that comes down to content editing, but that's a bit of a broad range because with a video, you have to be very intentional about what you're showing your audience. You have to make sure the content is relevant to what you're trying to show them. And you need to make sure that you're only showing them what they need. People's attention span tends to only be so long. So you want to make sure your videos are short and to the point and deliver the content that they need to see.
Society has a misconception on how long editing a video takes.
So it depends on how long the video is and how it's shot or recorded. Some videos are, if you happen to get a perfect take and it's exactly what you need it to be, it comes down to color correcting, color balancing. You're not really changing the content too much, 20 minutes. If it's a pretty choppy record, then you're looking at a lot longer. The way I see it, for if you record a 5-minute video, it's gonna take you 5 minutes to rewatch it. It's gonna take an additional 10 to 15 minutes to check your content. And then another 10 minutes for checking your levels. 30 minutes for every 5 minutes of video, maybe.
Does society know there's a similarity in structural editing and content editing?
There is a significant difference. The way I see it, video editing is a tool for your structural editing. Your structure of what you're trying to show and give to people. If your content is video based, then obviously video editing is how you set your structure. You say, this is my beginning, this is my middle, this is my end, here's my climax. And as you're editing the video, you use video editing techniques to establish the structure of what you're trying to show.
There are levels up to editing, but there's also a certain level of editing that can be easy to pick up for a person.
Editing is, it's easy to do the very basics of it. It's a pretty simple concept to understand. Software is usually really good about showing you have a stream, you have the section you want to cut, highlight, cut. Pretty straightforward. That being said, there's a lot of nuances to video editing. It's an art form in that how you cut, when you cut, especially in the middle of a conversation, the cutting between two different cameras is a really important skill. Technically speaking, you're just cutting and copy pasting. However, there's more to it. It's the choices that you make that are really important there. There's also a whole matter of managing the amount of content. If you're editing a movie or a show, something with many, many, many takes, many, many, many different angles, cutting those out. It's said for years that in like for movies, the last chance for you to rewrite your script is during editing, because you can change things wildly based on what you do.
I wonder, do people think editing sites determine a person's skill, or does it determine on the person?
Oh, absolutely not. It's once you learn one editing software, the rest are pretty easy to pick up. That being said, oh, you use iMovie. Well, that doesn't mean anything. There's a lot of depth in iMovie, at least older versions of it. It's not a matter of like you're knowing how to use a certain piece of software does not determine your skill. The same way learning how to use a very specific audio interface doesn't, you know, make you better than another person. It's the same transferable skills that you pick up from one piece of software to the other. If you can't pick up the skills in that one piece of software, that's what makes you a bad editor. There are some that are easier to use, some that are more straightforward, but you sacrifice depth for ease. So
I believe content creators and people thought when editing knows what style of editing is related to video editing, and so does London.
I believe content editing relates to video editing.
Most content creators have an ideal understanding how long a video takes. London puts his statement on how long a video takes.
Well, usually I feel like this, you know, if it's a small video, it should take no longer than 30 minutes. But, you know, if you don't know how to edit it, I feel like it should take, like, at least an hour.
Content creators have an understanding that video and structural editing has a difference in similarity. London explains his thoughts on this.
No, I don't think there's a difference between structural editing and video editing.
Editing video is a hard task, which content creators could agree on.
No, I don't think editing is hard, because, like, anybody could go in and edit a video. It's just, like, it depends on, like, how it's done, you know, like advanced editors do advanced stuff, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like you could tell the difference between somebody who just started editing and somebody who been editing for a minute.
So basically, an editing site should have determined a person's skill rather than a person's skill is determined.
Yes, I believe that editing site determines a person's skill, because some editing sites may have certain advantages that other editing sites don't.
People who edit or people who aren't even content creators can also share their opinion on what type of editing style relates to video editing. Reese adds his opinion to this.
I think it would be content editing. Honestly,
I do believe for people who don't make content or don't edit, don't know how long a video takes. Reese gives context to this.
I watch a ton of YouTube videos, and all of them say that it takes hours. And oftentimes, a lot of people actually buy editors.
People who don't make content or edit probably won't understand if there's a difference or similarity between structural editing and content editing. Reese talks about this topic.
I don't be editing like that, so I'm not sure.
For people who was outside the field of content creating or editing, probably want to understand if editing is hard or easy.
It can be hard, sure, but I'm not sure of that. But I do know that it's extremely time consuming.
Most people who don't edit or make content will probably think editing sites determines a person's skills. Reese gives an explanation.
I feel like different sites are definitely harder to use. So I think it definitely is skill issue there.
With editing being a misconception in society, it sprouts a big curiosity. As each person I interview talks about what editing is and how it was connected to them, it also brought to attention that people who don't edit won't understand how editing is, such as how the videos are formatted. With each person I interview talks about the knowledge on editing and how it was done, it also brought to attention that people who edit or don't edit have different opinions but also agree to some statement. With this coming to an end, I want you to gain that sense of wonder when watching a form of media that induces editing. While watching video that's edited, try to understand what goes on behind the scenes of editing, just like how it connected to me and how it sparks this interest.
After listening to these stories, has a sense of wonder sparked in you? If so, I encourage you to do the same as our interns and chase that feeling to the answers you are looking for. Thank you to our partners at Vocal and our partners at Ava Konovitz. To listen more to our stories in this series, go to milesauce.org, and I'll catch you at the flip side.